Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If the Knicks play defense like they have for the last three games over the span of the last 4 days, if the Knicks play like this, they will get swept in the first round. I don't care who they play. I don't care if it's against the Cavs, who is their best matchup. If it's against the Sixers, they're going to get... Forget about getting beat. Forget about winning a first-round playoff series. You can forget about winning a game. The Knicks will be swept, and it'll be uglier than it was against the Atlanta Hawks if they continue to play the way they have over the last three games. It is some of the worst defense I have seen in the last 10 years as a Knicks fan. And that's saying something, because there's been a lot of bad defense. Especially some of those Carmelo teams. Horrific defense, where they couldn't stop a nosebleed. And this Knicks team, since playing for Tom Thibodeau, who's one of the all-time great defensive coaches of this generation, has been known for their defense, has been known for their toughness, known for their rebounding, their offensive rebounding, their second chance opportunities, and their physicality. And they have been soft. They have been soft, they've been slow, they look old, and they look tired these last three games. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's fatigue, maybe it's a team that plays a lot of starters, maybe it's all the Tom Thibodeau haters want to come out of the woodwork and say, this is what you get when you play your starters 35, 40 minutes almost every given night. This is what happens. You get down the stretch, you get to the end of March, and you break down. Maybe that's one aspect of it, but... I mean, this team's been relatively healthy. I'll say that. And I'll tell you what, Tibbs has been playing guys like Deuce McBride, like Obi Toppin, a little bit more than I thought he would, which maybe not saying a whole lot. But the only really Knicks injuries this year have been Mitchell Robinson in the middle of the season, and the couple of games that Jalen Brunson's been banged up, especially lately, which he, again, didn't play last night. Now they called it a right hand sprain. So we'll talk about Randall in a second. But just the Knicks overall, if they play like this, they will be swept in the first round. In the last three games, they let the Minnesota Timberwolves, without their best player in Anthony Edwards, a team that traded away their point guard in D'Angelo Russell this year. And of course, Karl Anthony Towns has been missing for months. So basically their best three players for most of the year, one's off the team, one's been hurt for almost the entire year, and the other didn't play. And they let Taurean Prince turn into the second coming of Steph Curry a couple of days ago. And they gave up 140 points. And I mean, Minnesota, give them credit. You know, you got to give teams credit when they're making shots. It's one thing. But there was nobody to be found on the perimeter. Ghosts. It was ghost town on the perimeter in the garden. It was here. You 3-point shooting contest. Taurean Prince, you get a three. Mike Conley, who is washed, you get a three. Kyle Anderson, you get a three. Taurean Prince, you get another three. And they finally go on a run in the third quarter. They look like they're going to come back. I'm like, okay, you know, terribly slow start. Maybe they underestimated a little bit. But now they're going to pick it up. And the Knicks score 130 points, and Julius Randle goes for 57, and you lose the game. How do you lose that game? Okay, whatever. I said, get it out of the system. Going down to Miami, going to be a much different ballgame. It's going to be defensive. It's going to be physical. It's going to be rough. The Heat think they have a chance at still getting the 5 seed. Knicks got to go down there, and they got to beat them again, just like the Knicks did in the first two meetings. And yet again, it was more of the same garbage. More of the same garbage. Close game most of the way. Didn't like the way the Knicks had defended most of the game. But all of a sudden, there's about 7-8 minutes left. And it becomes open range. It becomes open season for Tyler Hero and the Miami Heat. And it's three after three after three after three. The Miami Heat, by the way, who 4 years ago were a great contending team, great team coming out of the East. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals. They went to the NBA Championship with Jimmy Butler in the bubble. But this team, and how much the game has changed in the last 3-4 years, they have no business competing in the playoffs. They are one of the worst shooting teams in the league. They are 28th going into that game in three-point shooting, and the Knicks allowed them to hit 16 three-pointers. And they're letting Jimmy Butler get to the free throw line at will, which he has done all year long. And there was some egregious calls by the officials. But again, the Knicks couldn't defend the perimeter. And something they've been known for, built on all year long, making things difficult for the other team. There was nothing. It was open three after open three after open three. And then last night, just more horrendous defense. Against, you know, an Orlando Magic team, if you haven't been watching all year, you look at the record, they were 30-43. You think, all right, this team stinks, Knicks will bounce back. The Orlando Magic, they're a scrappy team. They're probably going to be in the play-in tournament next year. They've got some really young, good talent. But that's a game that the Knicks have to win. If you really, if I'm as a fan going to be not just fan biased, if I'm going to actually say without bias that this team is good enough to win a first-round playoff series, back-to-back, no Jalen Brunson. Other top teams have found a way to win games like that against tougher opponents, too. I've seen Milwaukee go back-to-backs without Giannis and beat some of the best teams in the league. I've seen the Sixers do the same thing without Embiid or without Harden. And how many games how many teams has Memphis won without Ja Morant this year? Without one of the best players in the NBA, a player that we as Knicks fans were hoping that we were going to get. Also, we're hoping we were going to get Zion Williamson. We probably got the least talented out of the bunch in R.J. Barrett, but we got the guy that's been the most available. So there's your 2019 draft looking back a couple years later now. So I really didn't think it was that impossible of a task to ask the Knicks to win this game in Orlando last night on a back-to-back with no Brunson. And once again, they get off to a just brutal start. Turning the ball over, can't make shots, letting Orlando score at will. And then, same thing, Knicks get back in the game as I thought they would, which is really a good thing to see about this Knicks team this year in Thibodeau. Last 2 years, they've been an absolute meltdown city in the third quarter. And this year, so they play some of their best basketball in the third quarter. But then they pull back, they get the game, they get back right in that game. And then in the final couple of minutes, the Orlando Magic, again, another team that sucks at shooting the three-pointer, and the Knicks made them look like the 2016 Warriors. The Knicks made the Orlando Magic look like the 2016 Warriors in the fourth quarter again. I believe Orlando was 6 of 24 from deep going into that fourth quarter, and then they hit 7 out of 8. And it was Banchero, open three. Gary Harris, open three. Cole Anthony. You should never be getting torched by Cole Anthony if you're an actually good defensive team. And Cole Anthony is cooking the Knicks in the fourth quarter. And every time the Knicks got a big bucket, Orlando got one right back. And the Knicks had no answer defensively. And once again, it was in the modern-day NBA, if you can't defend the three, you are going to get crushed. And that has been the reason now that the Knicks have lost three straight, and I don't know where this team stands, honestly, going into the final 7 games of the season, because We all saw the 9-game winning streak. We saw it. We saw how great this team was. You know, we're saying this team can. This team's going to win a first-round playoff series. They're going to, you know, trouble a team in the second round. They're going to give Milwaukee hell. They're going to give Philly hell. They're going to give Boston everything they can handle. They've already beaten them a couple times this year. And now since then, the Knicks are 3-6, a couple of 3-game losing streaks, and defending in the last 3 games. They better clean it up. Are they going to get annihilated? They're going to get embarrassed, and the Knicks are once again going to be the butt of many people's jokes, including Richard Jefferson. I swear to God, if I have to hear Richard Jefferson laugh and tell us all he told us so if the Knicks get swept or get embarrassed in the first round, it's going to make me snap. It's going to make me snap. I thought this organization was past being the butt of many people's jokes, and maybe I'm overreacting. But then again, this is not the team I've watched all year long. And we're seeing some of the problems from last year resurface.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.